press conferences and interviews coming up right now.
What a thrill it is to welcome in the head coach of the Silver and Black, Antonio Pierce.
Party.
Boy, good to see you, Coach. How are you?
How are you?
What's always up, a pleasure. A lot's changed for you from Media Day last year. What a journey it's been a year ago from today. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I don't even think I came outside from Media Day. Let's start there. But no, it is. It's been a great opportunity. Fun, exciting. Looking forward to training camp. Looking forward to getting all the guys in the pads, bonding, building what we've been doing over the last several months in this offseason program, and just let it all fly, let it all lay out when we get on that grass.
Coach, has it become easier to have your style kind of overtake this organization? Because I know it's unique, and not everybody was on board with it, but I think us in the building understood, you know, what you were trying to accomplish: physicalness, toughness, belief in yourself, preparation, all those little details that you saw. And I go back to, you know, the interception that JJ got, and him talking about how you were able to kind of give him that freedom to be able to believe. And has it become easier to kind of coach that way?
It has, because, you know, when your top players, when your best players believe, it's easy for everybody else to fall in line, right? So I think for me, you know, you deliver the message, you don't harp on it, you empower your coaches, your coordinators, and then your players to own it. And, you know, I think the cool thing about this whole situation is, okay, AP got, you know, I have the vision, I have the plan, but there's no plan and no vision without people. Mm-hmm. We have the right people in place, both with our staff, our players, the guys that we drafted, the guys we brought in through free agency. They understand what the Raider way is. That was our number one conversation.
Uh-huh.
Do you get the culture that we're setting and that we're building? And the best part about it, it's not AP setting the culture. It's the players. It's the building. It's everybody doing it. It's collective, and that's what you're seeing.
Coach, how important was it for the players and coaches that you brought in, especially the coaches, to have that energy, that matched the same energy? I'm seeing all these former players out there that are coaches, like a Cadillac Williams, like a Gerald Alexander. These guys, and they just have that energy, and it's being displayed even in OTAs.
Yeah, I mean, different game from when me and EA played. I mean, coaches a little bit older.
Yeah.
They told you what to do. They demanded it. You did it. Yes, sir. Put it on you, ran. But now it's a little different. Mm-hmm. Right, and you want guys, and our players really, they really relish on guys that they can relate to, that been there and done it, but more importantly, that have the love for the game. Mm-hmm. And more importantly than all that, they want to be here. EA hit on it. This is different.
Yeah.
AP's is different. I'm a different coach. I get it. It takes a different individual for us all to work together, but it's okay for you to be different.
Right.
You could be you, because I'm going to be me, but we're going to do it collectively. The same way with the message, like I always keep going back to the vision, the philosophy, and the culture that we want to build here.
Coach, what about you personally, your schedule with all your commitments now in the community, alumni, players want to talk to you, your family, travel, Costa Mesa coming up. How do you handle, take us through a day, getting up in the morning, your fitness, your mind, and when you put your head down at night?
Can I start today? How about today?
Let's say today.
Haven't drove my Impala, the red Impala I drove on game. I haven't drove it since we played the Denver Broncos.
Okay, wow.
You know, got to ask, hey, can you bring your car up today? So I'm not thinking. I haven't started that bad boy up in 6 months. I go downstairs at 4:45.
No, the best.
I know, God. I'm over there asking jumper cable. They were looking at me crazy. I get AAA out there, 6 o'clock. We get it done. Car's up here clean. We're ready to roll. But, I mean, it's just things like that. But you know, I think more important, when you're in this position, especially in off season, you know you got to touch so many different people. And I said it in my first press conference, it starts with the fans, it starts with our alumni, and it starts with our organization. And whatever I could do each and every day to help somebody, be there, speak, say hello, you know, go through the requests that they have, I mean, that's a part of the beast. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, I hired some really good coordinators.
Yeah.
Patrick Graham, Luke Getsy, Tom McMahon. And I trust those guys to get the job done. So if AP's out the office for an hour, or if AP has to go away, they don't have to worry about me looking over their shoulders. And I don't have to worry about if they're doing the right thing, because I trust them. But when you're in the seat, though, it's hard. It's not even 24 hours. It's 25. Right. You always hear that. Like, nah, it's legit. It's real. But you do got to make time to take care of yourself. AJ, Ricky, and our organization do a great job with nutrition, getting a lift in, you know, just taking care of your body. You got to be smart. And more important, like I tell our coach, we got to get our rest. The dog days of, you know, being at work for 16 hours and not being rested and prepared and wide-eyed and ready to go, those days are over. You know, you got to come out here and really give these guys everything you got. And I think that's the most important thing. That, look, we can be about film and ball all day, but you got to take care of yourself and your family. Come here with the right mindset and get ready to work.
Man, that's – where did you get that? I mean, where did that game plan come from?
Yeah, that's a good question. The good and bad part of, about my career is – I played for a lot of coaches. you know, in Washington, had 3 head coaches, 4 D coordinators. Then I had Tom Coughlin, 2 D coordinators there. So I was able to just pick a lot of things that I liked. And then obviously, EA knows this. We worked at ESPN, and there was a lot of things that I learned there from organization, how to treat people, how to manage people, how you schedule things, how do you match up talent together. Right, it was critical. Me and you on radio, we had to have a certain rapport to kind of play off of one another, and that was key. So, where did I get all that from? It's a little obviously. It's AP is my background, but it's also all those gentlemen that coached me, and one that's here with us now, Marvin Lewis. Yeah. You know, somebody that's helped guide me throughout my career.
You talked about trusting and trusting your coaches, and Marvin Lewis, Joe Philbin, guys that have been there, done that. How important was it to have those guys on your staff to be able to lean on if you needed to?
You know, I always say, you know, players need to be coached up, and coaches need to be coached up, right? Swallow your pride. Check your ego at the door. I got 2 gentlemen that have been in the National Football League over 75, 80 years. I'll be a fool not to bring them in the building.
Right.
Not just for me, but for our coordinators. Mm-hmm. You know who's benefiting more than AP from Marvin Lewis? Patrick Graham. Who had one of the best defenses of all time?
Yeah.
The Baltimore Ravens with Marvin Lewis running the show.
Yeah.
How about we pick his brain? You know, then you got Joe Philbin, who was in that system that Lou Getsky's bringing here way back with the Packers, been a head coach, been through his ups and downs throughout his career, just came from college. So he took a step back, came here. Yeah. So now he has fresh ideas. And I think the best thing about our staff is that we get together, we go in that room, it's a round table, we throw things against the wall, some things stick, some things don't, but everybody goes in there with an open mind. Check your ego again at the door. Your way ain't the only way, and we'll find the right way.
Coach, the media, you just mentioned it. I think a lot of the media, especially nationally, who aren't looking at the Raiders the way they should, are going to try to turn this into a quarterback question. Who's going to be the quarterback? I look at Christian Wilkins as a complete game changer here. He could turn the ball over at midfield. You're in field goal range quickly with Carlson. You could take a shot with Devontae or Trey. You can run the ball and take some clock there. The defense, with that signing to play along Kuntz and Max, how different is that now as you look at the scheme and how you're going to win close games?
Really different.
Yeah.
And you don't know that until you watch practice. And you with Christian each and every day. The other day, we went over here to the Aces, played a little basketball, a little team bonding. You know who the best player was? Christian Wilkins. Not even close. We're all sitting there like, what in the world is this?
Right.
300-pound man dunking, bending, doing all this stuff that he's able to do. But more importantly, the love, the leadership, the passion, the desire to win. We got to bring in winners.
Yeah.
We got to bring in guys that want to win, that's going to strain. There's 2 gentlemen that's in this building every day before coaches. Max Crosby, Christian Wilkins. They happen to be on the same D-line playing next to each other. God bless everybody else. Don't worry about our quarterbacks, buddy. Worry about yours. Worry about yours.
How much better does that make everyone on that defense, having that big fella in the middle, though?
Man, just having Christian, again, along with Max, and how they work, the effort, the pursuit, the consistent perfection of chasing to be the best at their position. You're foolish if you're not on the training. You're running with these guys.
Right.
You guys will see here in a couple of days as we go through mini camp. Just watch them run. Just watch our guys. Watch the effort. Mm-hmm. Watch the passion. Watch the bond, the excitement that they play with.
Yeah.
That's been every day since we walked back in this building.
Their energy from station to station is incredible.
And I get it. The rah-rah, the AP, the energy, all that stuff. No. It ain't AP no more. Yeah. You got to deal with them dudes. AP don't play. I got the headset on, y'all. I'm watching. You got to deal with them suckers. But more importantly, everybody on our team now has taken ownership to be the best they can. Right. That's why we had 30, 35 guys here the entire offseason. Then when we got here, close to almost 100% participation throughout the offseason program.
Talked about how's my guy Jack doing?
That, oh, man.
Yeah.
Jack.
Yeah. How's Jack doing?
Jack's doing good, man. Doing good. What? I think we've all settled around Jack. Jack is a unique individual, special talent.
Yes.
Take the talent away. The person. Jack is like any of us that is somebody that wants to be loved, appreciated, coached hard, but he does demand respect.
Yeah.
And they got to go both ways now. So I think our leaders have done a great job of constantly rallying around him and putting their arm around him. Our coaches, Ricky Manning, the constant communication, the daily updates to just, hey, man, you good? How's everything going?
Uh-huh.
Figure out Jack as a person before you worry about Jack the corner.
Right.
and then you can coach Jack much better. I've dealt with him since he was 13 years old.
I get it.
And he's a special talent. When Jack is 100, the Raiders are in a good place.
Yeah.
And we just got to keep that going. And it's a process. Listen, this is his third year in the National Football League. We're talking about, like, this guy's a 10-year vet.
Yeah.
He's just now coming to his own. He hasn't played a full season. We're hoping to get Jack a full season. He had a great offseason. He's worked his tail off. We got to keep growing from where we were last year.
You draft corners in the 4th and 7th round. Jakorian Bennett's coming back. Worked with him last year as you were a coach, now the head coach. It's important at that other corner. And Nate Hobbs, I've said this about Nate Hobbs. I mean, I thought he could play on the outside just as good as in the slot here. But that second corner and that competition, coach, what do you look to see here when we come up to training camp?
Well, I think the key word you hit on was competition, and that's something that we really harped on, and you hit on it earlier. When you have a quarterback competition, it's competition everywhere because all eyes is on everybody, and that corner room is very talented. It's young. It's got some guys inexperienced, but what they got is a 1-2. They lean on one another. They're asking questions. They're here working out before practice, after practice, but more important, this is their now second, third year in the system for some of these guys, right? When you're a rookie and you get thrown in the fire week one, that's not an easy task.
No, not at all.
Not many of us can do that. I didn't do it week one. It was like week two or three. EA, what about you? What week was it as a rookie? Did you start?
Week one.
Okay, EA special. Hey, he's looking at me like,
don't ask me that question. Flex on you like that.
But it was difficult, right? Because you go through your ups and downs. And I think with Bennett, and what I like to see with our rookies, like, we don't need to throw them out there in the fire. If they're not ready, don't put them out there because you get baptized the wrong way, right?
Yeah.
But a great offseason by Bennett. Being in here with JB each and every day, what I love about JB, he asks questions. He's a student of the game. He's always, give me more, AP, give me more. He's asking different coaches. You got a guy in your room that's coaching you, Ricky Manning, who played at a high level.
Yeah.
Right? So that's a great asset that we have with our coaching staff, having guys that played it that can calm the nerves of a young player who, I need to go. Slow down, young bull. You'll get there one day.
Yeah.
Thanks, coach. We'll be seeing you a lot. Thanks for your time as always.
Thank you, guys.
There he is, Antonio Pierce. How great is that?
Here's what you missed on Unnecessary Roughness.
Both Marcus Allen and Tim Brown with us. Thank you,
guys. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Hey, I'm just glad to be in Tim's presence.
Oh, hey, you and me both, Marcus.
He tells me all the time, too much modesty is conceit.
That's right.
So remember
that. That's what he said. That's what he said.
Hey, I always say, listen here. Handsome, intelligent. I mean, he's personable. And he works hard. Okay, enough about myself. Let's talk about Tim Brown.
Unnecessary Roughness with your boy Q. Weekdays at 2 on Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM.
The all-new 2025 Subaru Forester is the same trusted SUV it's always been, only more so. More distinctive style, more advanced safety technology, and always the confidence of standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 2025 Subaru Forester. Love begins with trust. Get as low as 4.9% financing for 36 months on the all-new 2025 Forester. SubaruLasVegas.com.
One is not the loneliest number when it comes to Mojave Desert tortoises. In southern Nevada, there are over 150,000 Mojave Desert tortoises in captivity, and the numbers are growing at an alarming rate. The overpopulation results in unwanted hatchlings, illegal dumping, and highly contagious diseases. Please stop backyard breeding and never release your pet tortoise into the wild. Maintain one tortoise per household and make sure to spay or neuter your tortoise. Find out more at tortoisegroup.org.
All work and no play makes for one boring-ass week. Kick boredom to the curb with ice-cold beer, signature cocktails, and the best tavern food in town. Voted best happy hour in Las Vegas, there's no better place to be than PT's Taverns. See you for 50% off drinks during happy hour 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. daily. With over 65 locations, there's always a PT's Tavern near you. Visit PT'sTaverns.com to find your favorite neighborhood tavern.
Terrible's is offering a gas discount of, check this, 40 cents per gallon with the purchase of a car wash at over 80 locations. That's right! Get 40 cents off per gallon of any fuel grade, including diesel, when you purchase a car wash in-store or at the pump. That way, you can fill up and keep shining. Offer valid at participating locations. Visit Terrible's.com to find a location near you. Terrible's. Deliberately different since 1959.
We've all seen and heard the TV and radio ads from personal injury attorneys selling you on who wins more, who's largest, and who can pay the most to be called the best. If you really want to know who you should call if you've been hurt, ask the people who know, the clients. I'm Justin Watkins with Battleborn Injury Lawyers, and we pride ourselves on our customer service. Google Battleborn Injury Lawyers and see what our clients say about us. Or call 766-1400 for a free consultation. At Battleborn, your battle is our fight.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Labor's Local 872 is opening the roads in our community to provide all of us with a path forward. Safe streets help you get where you need to go quickly and efficiently. The right path forward should never be closed, just like how Las Vegas never sleeps. Whether it's a night out or game time, Labor's Local 872 will keep building to get you there. Labor's Local 872, forging the path forward in Southern Nevada.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Everclear, coming to you live.
We can live beside the ocean.
Saturday, September 21st, 7 p.m., Lee's Family Forum.
Father of mine.
With special guests, Marcy Playground.
I smell sex
and Jimmy's Chicken Shack. Everclear, a night performing their biggest hits. Tickets available at AXS.com.
Listen to Raider Nation Radio from anywhere on the Raiders app or at lvsportsnetwork.com.
It's Ash from Sam & Ash Injury Law. At Sam & Ash, we don't just handle cases. We take care of people. Sam and I started this law firm to provide injury victims with unmatched customer service. We keep our clients informed as we walk them through the legal process with patience and clear communication. So if you've been hurt in a crash, call Sam & Ash, 702-820-1234, or visit samandashlaw.com. Sam & Ash, because you deserve what's right.
The Honda you want is here. Get a great offer on the stylish HR-V or the Honda Civic, which Car and Driver called fun to drive. There's never been a better time to drive in the moment with Honda, the brand named Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com best value brand for 2023.
Stop by your Las Vegas Honda dealer today to get a great deal on an award-winning Honda.
See dealer for financing details. Car and Driver, January 2023, based on 2023 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information.
Tom got a new ride.
Hey, Tom, sweet ride.
Thanks, Jim.
Hey, Tom, sweet ride.
That's my ex-girlfriend. Thanks, Marcy. Did Tom get a raise? Did he win the lottery? Nah, I just got a sweet loan from One Nevada Credit Union.
Smart move, Tom.
Thanks. They have great terms, low rates, and an easy approval process. All I needed to do was find a sweet ride.
Get a sweet loan for a sweet ride at onenevada.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
Our one focus is you.
The morning tailgate is off today, but don't worry, Raider fans. Tons of great content from Media Day, press conferences, and interviews coming up right now.
As we bring in Christian Wilkins, who's kind enough to join us, his first edition of Media Day. We've been talking about you for 2 hours.
Oh, why is that? Don't be talking about me.
We're talking about big things. What's different between Media Day in Miami, Media Day in Vegas? Big glamorous cities now. Now you're in Vegas.
No, absolutely. I'm excited to be in Vegas. Great city, obviously, like you said. Different for me. You know, I'm an East Coast guy through and through. I've been on the East Coast my whole life, so it's nice to be out here, change the scenery. So I'm just looking forward to it. I love Vegas so far. Been good getting adjusted and accommodated the last couple months. So, yeah.
You've been out at the Aces games? You've been out exploring? How's that been?
No, it's been cool. Just like you said, I've been to Aces games, explored a little bit, got up in these mountains some.
Okay.
Good outdoor activities. I haven't seen any shows yet, so, you know, but if anyone out there got the hookup, help me out. out. You know what I'm saying?
Because
perfect.
This is the guy right here.
Yeah. So let's talk because I love to see a good show. You know.
Get your connection.
So yeah, if you know somebody, you know.
I know a few. You're gonna have a lot of fun here because you're embracing this organization.
Yeah.
And we talked about that the day you came in here. Antonio Pierce mentioned you got your workout in the media after the contract here. You're a work guy. I didn't know that much about you until recently. You like to get in early, right when Max gets in. You too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I just like to get right to it. Don't like to waste any time. And there's honestly so much work to do. You know, there's never enough time in the day. And, you know, like you said, Max is cut from a similar cloth, same kind of mindset. And, you know, just being around him already is already making me a better person and a player. You know, that guy's locked in, brings that edge every day. So it's just fun to be around. So, you know, you got to kind of, you know, match his energy, but also try to exceed it too. So.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoy watching you, you know. I think you jump off the screen. You play with a certain flair. You're excited about it. I love guys who love football. Where did that come from?
Just been that way my whole life. I just love competing. I come from a big family with 8 brothers and sisters. So so you always had to compete.
Where are you at?
I'm the baby too.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
So yeah, you always So
getting everything.
You know, exactly. So I definitely, you know, give a lot of love to my siblings and for my upbringing and just who I am. But just even as a kid, just competing at the local parks against other kids and against the neighborhood kids. You know, there's just a certain edge you got to play with. Like, and, you know, it's always just fun for me. Like, I love this football stuff. You know, and every time I play, it's like I'm just that kid on the playground or that kid in the park. And, you know, obviously there's more, you know, there's higher stakes now and stuff, just obviously being your profession and your livelihood. But, you know, it just brings me so much joy. I mean, I really don't like to do much else. you know, it's pretty much football all day, nonstop for me. I mean, you know, this is what I'm about and this is what I'm trying to be great at. So.
Awesome.
Yeah, excuse me a second. Yeah, give him a follow up on what you said about Jerome. Earlier,
yeah,
this is
all
the
yeah.
best compliment I've heard about you.
I'm not sure if you know Jerome Brown, but he was University of Miami, played with the Philadelphia Eagles in the mid-'80s, and similar, you know, personality and just impact. He could rush the passer. He could stop the run. He played, of course, with Reggie White, so it was Jerome, Reggie.
Yeah, of course.
And they played together, you know, like you and Max, and just really fed off each other.
Absolutely.
And the one thing that stuck out to me for those years I played with JB is just his passion, his love for the game. And when I saw you, you know, it reminded me a lot of how you played and your personality.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. It means a lot, you know, because, you know, that's a legend of the game, if you will. So no, I definitely appreciate that, and that means a lot. So,
Mandatory minicamp gets started tomorrow, but at OTAs it's been very competitive. You guys, everything you guys do, individual drills, team drills, whatever it is, you guys have been getting after it. And how important is it for you and Max to both be leaders in that, each and every rep?
You know, to your point, we definitely been getting after it pretty good. It's just been, it's been a lot of fun, truly. You know, there's not a day you can't bring it, you know, and I already try to be like that, but it's even more when, you know, just those young guys are coming after you and they're, you know what I mean? It's just that energy. So you got to kind of lead the pack and, you know, let everybody know it gets chippy. It gets, you know, we talk a little trash. It's fun. I mean, this, again, it's just all good fun competition and it's cool. And I just, you know, I embrace all of that and it just makes it, you know, a lot of fun to come to work.
So we heard here that I'm a big Y guy. I shoot hoop at the Y all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard your game is nice, man.
Oh, is that your game? Is that what you heard?
I need an extra.
Hey, that's what you heard, I mean, hey, who am I to argue? No, I'm joking. We got to mess around a little bit and shoot some hoops, and there were a lot of guys who were doubting or questioning my basketball skills and ability. Max Crosby being one of them. So I gave him some crap for that and called him out. But nah, I grew up playing again.
Oh,
same thing. Played AAU. And all that. Played in high school, and you know, I just, you know, like I said, just always grew up playing all the sports, love competing, and you know, basketball weirdly kind of was like my first love when I was like young, too. So,
who was your player?
Paul Pierce. Yeah, that's the guy, the captain of the troop. I'm a diehard Boston Celtics fan, so my guys in the finals up 2-0.
Man,
you know what I mean? So yeah, so it's been, you know, that was my guy growing up, and like I said, I'm from Massachusetts, so I'm a diehard Celtics fan,
right?
Been my whole life, so. The truth. That's my guy.
God, I wanted my Knicks to get a shot, man. Yeah. My Knicks would give them a little bit better of a shot, but God, it's a good team. This is It looks like it's almost over.
Yeah.
One last thing, quick message to the Raider Nation and the fans.
Hey, no, just Raider Nation, just get excited. Just get excited for a big season coming up. We're going to put the work in, so we just hope that you guys come out and support each and every week. And I'm excited to be a part of Raider Nation. I hope that you guys, will welcome me with open arms, and I hope I could put a good product out there each and every week. So let's go Raiders, baby.
Thank you for doing this. Yeah. Appreciate it. All That's right, a Raider day. Radio promo right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. He knows what he's doing.
Appreciate it. So much. Christian Wilkins.
The Aviators are back home at the Las Vegas Ballpark as they'll host the Salt Lake Bees for a 6-game homestand. Games are Tuesday through Saturday with the first pitch set for 7:05, except for Sunday's game, which will have a start time of 12:05. Listen to all the games on Raider Nation Radio. The Aviators are returning home for a 6-game homestand as they'll host the Salt Lake Bees at the Las Vegas Ballpark. The Bees are the AAA affiliate of the Angels, and they'll be looking to sting the Aviators and grab some wins. But the Aviators will attempt to shoo these Bees away and grab some June victories. Listen in Tuesday through Saturday with the first pitch at 7:05, while on Sunday the game will start at 12:05, right here on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM.
This is JT for Grimaldi's New York-style coal-fired brick oven pizza that you crave. 4 locations here in the Valley, Summerlin, in Boca Park, on the Strip, at the Palazzo, Southwest Las Vegas on South Rainbow Boulevard, and Green Valley on Southeastern Avenue. This is JT for Las Vegas's premier cigar lounge, La Casa Cigars and Lounge at Tivoli Village. You're going to be blown away like I was when I stepped into their walk-in humidor. Over 500 cigar labels to choose from. Plus, they feature one of the largest whiskey, scotch, and bourbon selections anywhere in the Valley, with live local entertainment 7 nights a week. Great place to watch football games. Check it out at LaCasaCigars.com.
If you've been in an accident due to someone else's negligence, remember, it's not about the injury, it's about the recovery. Hi, this is Paul Pata from Paul Pata Law. At Paul Pata Law, we handle all types of cases, whether you've been injured in a car accident, a motorcycle accident, or an accident on a commercial premises. You can find us on Facebook or at paulpatalaw.com. Remember, it's not about the injury, it's about the recovery.
Hey everyone, it's Joey from Sky Diamonds in Town Square. Did you know we pay top dollar for Rolexes and natural diamonds? We are also a full service repair center for all your jewelry. Come to our beautiful showroom and sell your diamonds and Rolexes in a comfortable luxury store located in Town Square.
Ron White, live.
If your eyes go bad, you can have LASIK surgery and they can give you 20/20 vision. But let me tell you something, folks. You can't fix stupid.
Friday, October 4th, the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas. Tickets on sale Friday, 10 a.m. at CosmopolitanLasVegas.com.
For mature audiences.
Treasure Island has some of the best food and entertainment in Vegas. Enjoy Phil's Steakhouse, a classic steakhouse that features prime cuts of meat, seafood, and Italian specialties. Treasure Island is also home to Gilly's, a longtime favorite of both tourists and locals. A honky-tonk atmosphere with live music and dance floor for two-stepping and line dancing. Check out their toughest cowboy competition every Thursday with $200 up for grabs. Treasure Island, where parking is free. Visit Treasure Island and experience the best value on the Strip.
Must be 21 years or older. Please drink responsibly. Management reserves all rights.
If you're considering purchasing a new or used Honda, Finley is a name Las Vegas trusts for exceptional service. Whether you're up north, down south, or somewhere in between, you're just 15 minutes away from Finley Honda North in Centennial Hills and Finley Honda Henderson in the Valley Auto Mall. The difference is in the name.
When you need cash, how quickly can LendingStore.com connect you to a lender? Faster than this commercial. Whether you need cash for a medical bill, groceries, or rent, LendingStore.com's network of lenders makes it quick and easy. In less time than this ad, you can fill out a few fields at LendingStore.com and find out if a lender can get you $500 to $5,000 as early as tomorrow. So visit LendingStore.com today for details. See website for details. LendingStore is not a lender and does not make credit decisions. Must be 18 years old, not available in all states.
Hey, Jeff, how's the new job working out?
Really sucks.
terrible boss and the paycheck is even worse. I gotta get a new job.
Truck you.
Wait, what?
Truck you.
You don't have to curse at me.
Dude, you should check out Truck You CDL training. My brother got his CDL license in 4 weeks and now he has a new career making great money.
Okay, I'm listening.
Truck You offers small classes with night and weekend times available. They will even help with payment programs. Check them out. Truck, the letter U, LV.com. Truck You.
Poor physical connectivity and high bandwidth usage are two common network problems faced by most companies in Las Vegas. I'm Georgios, the sales manager at Les Olson IT, and we want to help. Our multi-point network analysis will identify your network's problems and offer solutions to improve its performance. This assessment is free for a limited time. Learn more at lesolson.com.
Les Olson IT.
Tequila Comisario was developed in the relentless pursuit of perfection with a deep passion for agave. It's the most awarded tequila. You'll immediately notice its beautiful packaging, and after just one sip, you'll experience how smooth it is. It's the Ferrari of tequila, the single highest quality. 100% all-natural handcrafted Comisario tequilas, Blanco, Reposado, and Añejo.
Don't miss The Rich Eisen Show, following the morning tailgate. Weekday mornings at 10, here on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Cool.
How's that?
I think it, yeah.
I wish I knew my other glasses.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
West throws it up. He makes it. Jerry West made it from the other side of the midcourt stripe.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I'm thrilled for the players. People say, oh, he makes too much. I don't care how much money they make. I don't. Players matter more to me.
Earlier on the show, Ravens linebacker Roquan Smith. Coming up, Cardinals running back James Conner. From Disney's Inside Out 2, actor and comedian Louis Black. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is now on the air. We're going to talk a little bit more football in this hour as James Conner of the Arizona Cardinals will be joining us. There's much to do in the city of New York about the Jets mini camp missing their, what's the word for it, leader and quarterback? And the reason why, and what's up with the Jets and Aaron Rodgers. We went all in on that a little bit yesterday to start the program. So we'll have the latest on all that in hour number three when Louis Black strolls into our green room and studio. He's in Inside Out 2. He plays the voice of anger. And by the way, we do have his bobblehead doll around here, and it would show off his... He's perfect for that role, but the words he uses are not suitable for air. Am I right, Chris?
It's not a bobblehead, actually. It's just one of those like.
Oh, it's one of those buttons.
Oh,
that's right.
And then it just has random phrases of rage
that I hit literally every time I walk around the corner.
When you walk by it, it's almost mandatory that you hit it.
Cursing every day.
Yes. Every day when I come in the back, I just
go bleep yourself, and they're just like,
"Oh my word." 844-204 Rich is the number to dial on the program to have a chat, and a bunch of folks have called in to give us their memories of Jerry West, but the person who I know that knows Jerry West the best that I've met and I know of is Susie Schuster, the Emmy Award winner and co-host of What the Football with Amy Trask and longtime reporter covering the Shaq Kobe era. Susie, back here on the program. How are you, Susie Schuster? What's up?
I'm okay. I'm just so sad. I have been talking to a lot of people that worked with me during the years in which I first met Jerry, and we're all just filled with such a huge sense of loss for a man that was so elegant. And that's the word I always used for Jerry West, so kind and elegant. I met Jerry in 1999 when I was working for Real Sports with Brian Gumbel doing a profile on Kobe Bryant, which I believe would air in 2000. And I reached out to interview him. He welcomed me to his home. I got to meet his wife, Karen, and his son, Ryan, at the time, who I'm still close with. And I began a long-term friendship with a legend. And I remember telling my brother Scott that I'd met Jerry West. And he said, I can't believe this. Do you understand that you owe Sisman's? Like, do you understand the ramifications, the meaning of this? And I really did. And, you know, you were right. I heard you talking earlier, Rich. I mean, there were just so many years where I got such a kick out of the fact that Jerry West would take my call, and I got to have lunch with him and get to know him personally. But he was just so incredibly kind. And I think in a world right now in which kindness is at a scarcity, he was one of the people that welcomed me to Los Angeles and really treated me so beautifully my entire time covering the team and beyond that. And the loss is just tremendous today.
What other sides of him that you're willing to share with everybody here, Suze?
I feel like he was so misunderstood. I think winning time contributed terribly to how people perceived him. I know how terribly hurt he was by this caricature of the man that they thought was Jerry West. I thought it was cruel and unusual for a man who's given so much to the NBA and put so much of his life in front of the camera and gave so much to the players and people that he worked with. I could tell you right now how much the Clippers appreciated him and loved him and treasured him because he was a treasure. But he was a fiercely private man and incredibly proud. He was, as I said, elegant and fastidious about manners. Was really upset with the way some of the younger kids treated reporters, media, and especially women. He was nothing if not respectful. And, you know, I would dare say that he was really devastated by the disintegration of his relationship with the Lakers. And I think that there was no love lost there. Mm. But I think that he was very hurt by the way the team treated him over the last, I would say, decade and a half.
Huh. It hurt him. And did he?
He was incredibly sensitive. And I think I heard one of your callers talking about how he slept with a loaded gun under his bed as a child because he feared his father so much, who was terribly abusive. He endured terrible psychological damage as a young child and growing up. He lost his brother in the Korean War. He loved to share and he loved to chatter and he loved to have these wonderful deep conversations, but he was very guarded in a lot of ways. And also, he had very, for a man who lived so much of his life in the limelight, he did have thin skin. But what's wrong with that? He showed his emotions, but there was a wounded nature to his soul. And I think you referred to that earlier, but I will never understand how the Lakers allowed this relationship to disintegrate the way that it did. For a man that has given so much, for a man that orchestrated Showtime, for a man that brought Shaq and Kobe together, for a man who gave so much of his self to the team and to basketball, I will never understand how it came to this.
And you did sense that he was deeply hurt by that, is what you're
saying. Yes, 100%, and for good reason.
Susie Schuster here on the Rich Eisen Show. And then his relationship with Kobe, what did you witness? What did you see?
I mean, what I loved about it was that he refused to... He treasured and adored Kobe, but he also wouldn't back down to him. He really felt that he needed to be another father figure to Kobe and tell him when he did wrong, because there was a fair amount of time when Kobe surrounded himself with only those who would tell him that he was right. And Jerry never would be that person. I think Shaquille O'Neal would be the person who would say that as well. He was incredibly close to Jerry and loved him. And again, Shaquille had a different background. He had a drill sergeant as a father and really respected and appreciated boundaries. But I feel like Jerry wasn't afraid to say how he really felt to these players. You ran a soundbite earlier when he talked about how he cares most about players. It wasn't just how they performed on the court. And obviously that great soundbite about him talking about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and how he wanted him to work harder really reflects who Jerry was. This is a guy who himself took a rusty hoop and pinned it to the side of a bridge in West Virginia because he knew that if he missed a shot as a kid that he would have to run down a riverbank and find the ball in the river. So he said that way you don't miss a lot of shots because you don't want to have to keep going down that riverbank and getting wet. He was all about hard work and he was all about showing up and he demanded that of his players. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. What do you think he and Kobe are talking about tonight?
You know, it's so funny you said that. When you called me this morning, my first thought was that. My first thought was that. You know, it's funny. It's not like either one of them was a daily part of my life. But
right.
Just last week, I hadn't heard from Jerry in a bit. And I sent him a text. Because, you know, I loved having him in my life and I really treasured it. And I saw him, you know, saw him a bit of time ago over at the tennis club where he'd meet up with some of his like favorite old timers and he'd always say, come on over and sit. And he'd always bring me into the conversation. And I think that Kobe's going to greet him with the biggest hug. I think he appreciated him. There were two men who cared so much about their image and so much about who they were and demanded such excellence of themselves. I hope that they'll just get together and give a hug and say that we did really well down there.
Yeah, he wasn't well of late. I know that. I know you share whatever you want to share, Suze, but
he was such a private guy, Rich, that I was talking to,
which is why also I'm assuming you don't want to explain what happened with him in the Lakers. That's for him and in his family to release, not you.
You know, there's a difference. It's something that I actually do talk about with Shaq a lot. The difference between being a reporter and being a friend. You know, I'm not looking to break stories, and I really, I'm grateful that he shared a lot with me. I think it will come out. I know it'll come out. I'm sure maybe he had an agreement with the people to be able to tell it after the fact, but that wasn't our relationship.
Right.
But I just know as his friend, just how wounded he was and how hurt he was because he was such a loyal person. And again, there's loyalty seems to be waning these days. And he was incredibly loyal. So I feel comfortable saying that I think we will hear a lot of stories coming out about this strange relationship between the Lakers and Jerry. It's just not my story to tell.
So lastly, I mean, it's difficult to interview somebody who knows your interviewing style and gives you notes on it. So last one for you, Suze, is, you know, I ask this question of so many. So what's your favorite story? You know, our kids ask you one day, you know, and when they're, you know, when their face isn't in the screen that we're telling them not to be. And so what one of our kids asks you, hey, who's Jerry West? You got a good story. What would that one be?
You know, the funniest thing about that is there were so many days where I sat next to him and he would just pour out of him stories about working with the Lakers, stories about his playing days. He loved a good chew and chat. And there were so many times that I'd sit there and say, I can't believe I'm listening to this.
Right.
And like how lucky it was. And I'd usually then go call my brother and tell him everything, or I'd call you and just say, I can't believe this. But I wish I could give a more specific answer because I know sitting in your chair how annoying it is when
no. the answer that you want. No, but I mean, but he would dish, right? He would dish, right? He would dish too, right?
I think was telling you like that was the true guy. He loved to chat and chew and he loved to like unpack things. And as a basketball fan, you'd sit there thinking, I am sitting next to the legend, but man, he's mad. And boy, does he want to chat.
There's the soup she made him.
Oh yeah. And by the way, I gifted him the Tupperware, Chris.
I knew that he kept it. I knew he kept it.
He is Jerry West. I mean, but
and Susie, you're so right. You're so right. After his segment would be over, it'd be the top of the hour. He'd be just standing around talking with us, and the music would start playing, and we're like, "Sorry, Mr. West, we have to sit back down and get on with the show." Not that we're kicking you out, but.
And also, and Chris, like, you guys know how hard it is to get, you know, great guests in studio. You know,
not for you.
Like you said, TJ, he's like, "Yeah, I don't feel so great." I said, "You want me to make you some soup?" He's like, "Yeah, why don't you do that?" And again, look, I judge people by their relationship with their kids. I think Ryan West is just a stellar individual with the same integrity that his dad had. And I kind of get a kick out of having seen him grow up, especially in the business. You can tell a lot about people by their family, right? Correct. He was just such a stand-up guy. And my prevailing memory over almost anything else was coming to his house when I was at Real Sports and I was about 25 or so. And just, he opened the door, he ushered us in. He was so kind. And when I told him I was trying to get a job in Los Angeles, he said, "Let me know if I can help you in any way." And then when he came the first day that I saw him, he said, "You made it. You did it." I just forgot it until this moment, like at my first, like first or second Lakers practice. And he remembered, my name. And I was nobody. I was just, just starting Fox Sportsnet. And he's like, "You did it. You got the job. You didn't even call me." And that was something that just, I think maybe that little tiny snippet shares who he was. He cared enough to remember your name. He cared enough to be kind. He was unceasingly elegant. He was always the nattily dressed man who walked in the door. He was the kind of man that would hold a door for any woman that would come. He felt so deeply. I bring it up one more time. I think that we will learn more and more about the depth to which this relationship disintegrated. And I think that it's such a shame. It's such a shame to not worship and appreciate every single second of the relationship any team could possibly have with him. I know for a fact the Clippers do. And I know for a fact, as you said, the Clippers were the ones to release the news today. And he loved working with Steve Ballmer. He loved having somebody who would listen to every piece of advice he ever had. He felt heard and appreciated. And I'm really appreciative of the Clippers for how they treated him. I wish everybody could have had the opportunity to sit down and have a lunch with Jerry West like I got to do so many times.
Well, you're the only one I end this interview with by saying I love you. I'll see you later.
You do tell Marshall that a lot.
Oh, that's true. A nerve. Well, anyway.
Well, Suze, yeah. Suze, I text you this morning to say thank you for bringing him in here because I'm a huge NBA fan, as is Chris. I've had hundreds of different of T-shirts, hats, jerseys with that logo. That logo means so much to an NBA fan, and you kind of gave me that chance. I didn't have lunch, but I did get to sit back there and chop it up with him for like 15 minutes, and that's something I'm always going to like.
You had soup with him.
Cherish that measure.
You had soup with him. You're probably the only people to have soup with him are you and Boban.
Well, I don't know. He didn't share the soup, but yeah. So, yeah.
It's so funny. I'm looking at the clock and I'm like thinking 10:18. Oh, God,
don't worry about it.
But TJ, I will say that half the time when I book the shows, I would always reach out to Jerry because I know you loved having him in. But can you think of one time we had him where he didn't tell some beautiful story that you were like, right. I can't, I'm sitting here listening to this.
Yeah,
and
we were in awe.
Even how he expounded on the 3-point shots, how he expounded on the relationship of Shaq and Kobe, how he expounded on Kareem and the difference between teams in the 80s versus the teams now, the young players, what have you. There wasn't a time that he came on that he didn't tell some story that was spectacular that you hadn't heard before. Yeah. And like you said, Chris, he never liked doing phoners and he never liked doing Zooms. He liked doing in person because he felt like he would never be misconstrued if he was actually sitting there. But he also loved the bonding element of being interviewed by people that he trusted. And he stopped doing interviews. He didn't do a whole lot of interviews the last 5 years or so. And he basically said, I'm at the phase in my life where I just want to make sure that what's going to go out in the air is who I really am. And so I feel very grateful that he took the time, TJ, to come and spend those interviews with us. And like you said, to hang out and to come early. He'd come early just to hang out with us.
Yeah, then he'd stay for the whole hour. It was really tremendous. Right.
He trusted you for sure. That was obvious.
Mr. West, can you stay? He's like, I don't have anywhere to be.
And I'd say, don't you have golf like in about an hour up the road? He was so generous of his time. And again, it's not, I'd love to pretend it was anything that had to do with me. I do feel that he really loved people who would listen. That was one thing I always say is like people come in with their list of questions and they don't listen to what I really have to say. And that's why I think he loved this format so much, because he could have a conversation and not feel like he was being interviewed. Mm-hmm. And again, he was a person with a lot of trust issues, and you're absolutely right. And for that reason, I think that's why he started to wrap up with whom he would converse as he got older. I'm just so grateful that he let me be a part of his life.
Suze, thanks for the time. This is awesome, as expected. I'll chat with you later.
See you at home later.
You got it.
All right, Susie
Schuster, everybody, talking about her friend and frequent guest, Jerry West. All right, let's take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Here on the, you know what? Before we take a break, just real quick. I was thinking this, too, as well. If you saw in the chat with Suze there that she got emotional when I mentioned Kobe and him together. And it's interesting, too, because Dan Patrick today played a soundbite. Dan got very emotional on the air today. I mean, he poured his heart out. He had decades as well.
That was his idol.
Idolizing him and meeting Jerry. And he played a soundbite of Jerry calling in on the Monday of the Super Bowl in Miami, the day after Kobe died. And he played a soundbite of Jerry West talking about Kobe and his history with Kobe. And that guy, Dan couldn't speak. I mean, Paulie had to jump in because Dan was choked up. And so the Kobe fact that he's going to be welcoming Jerry West, I think, is getting people choked up. And I thought to myself when I was thinking about that today, is you know how we're missing Kobe right now in the conversation? It's not about Luka. It's not about Kyrie, or it's not about Tatum or Brown getting their moment. It's what's going on with the WNBA.
Oh, yeah.
And how he was about coaching his daughters. Mm-hmm. And he was at the forefront, man.
Big proponent.
He was at the forefront of taking these girls that he was coaching and molding them into absolute basketball assassins. And did you see, I think, did ESPN do a piece on the girls who survived?
Rich.
Right, I know.
Rich.
I know, man.
Man.
It's powerful. I think it won an Emmy.
That.
About the girls who survived and what they have come, and they're winning championships. I'm getting goosebumps just even talking about it.
That was a hard, hard watch, man. That was a hard watch.
And so having Kobe talking about whatever is going on with Caitlin Clark and the WNBA, I think he would have quite a unique perspective on it. I'm not going to guess what he would say.
You could tell he'd love it, though.
But he would be the one to maybe chime in here and talk about it in a way that I think few NBA stars or legends could or would feel comfortable chiming in on it and having instant respect on that subject matter. That's what I keep thinking. Because also, there's a part, you know, two ways to look at it. And as many people are looking at it for two different ways. But I kind of miss his voice on that subject matter. I don't know why that popped into my head, but it did. All right, we'll take a break here on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Service isn't just what Navy Federal Credit Union does. It's who they are. Make your financial goals a reality with great rates and low fees. Tapping into your home's equity shouldn't come at a high price. Navy Federal Credit Union is here to help you get more out of your home base with their home equity loan options. Planning to travel this summer? Navy Federal Flagship Credit Card treats members to their highest rewards and premium benefits. You could earn 40,000 bonus points when you spend $3,500 in the first 90 days of account opening. Plus, enjoy a free year of Amazon Prime. When you use the Navy Federal mobile app, you can redeem your rewards. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Equal housing lender. Terms and conditions apply. Navy Federal is federally insured by NCUA. Message and data rates may apply. Visit NavyFederal.org for more information. Home equity lines of credit have variable rates as low as 8.75% APR and 9.75% APR for interest only. Call 1-888-842-6328 for details.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who keep stadiums buzzing and shop floors running, there's Grainger. Keep your operations humming with professional-grade maintenance, safety, and industrial products from Grainger. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry, plus same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, Grainger can help you stay on top of your game. Not sure exactly what you need? Huddle up with Grainger's product specialists. They'll tackle your toughest questions to help you move your team forward. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
I'm Justin Watkins with Battleborn Injury Lawyers, and I have to laugh when I hear all the attorneys out there falling all over themselves to tell you who's bigger, who's better, or who's richer. It's funny because the American Bar Association found the most common complaints of lawyers is neglect and lack of communication. It's about customer service. At Battleborn, we pride ourselves on how we treat our clients, and our clients seem to really appreciate it. Check out our Google reviews or call 766-1400 for a free consultation. At Battleborn, your battle is our fight.
Backing down has never been an option for our family.
Our father battled communism in Cuba before coming to the U.S. and studying law at night. Today, we proudly carry on that Castroverde family legacy.
As brothers raised to fight for what's right, care for those in need, treat clients like family, we bring the very best legal team to fight for you.
It's our heritage. It's the Castroverde way.
We're the Castroverde brothers.
And we have your back.
Brotherswin.com.
Hey, John.
Yes, Steph?
It's Tuesday, and we're still selling lots of cars.
Of course we sell lots of cars. At Findlay Toyota, we make purchasing a car super easy. From the moment the customer arrives, they are greeted by our amazing staff. Or if it's service they need, one of our top-notch service specialists will take over and manage their repair from start to finish in our state-of-the-art facility. Also here at Findlay Toyota...
Yeah, of course, but on a Tuesday?
That's right, Steph. At Findlay Toyota, we sell the most cars every day of the week, even on a Tuesday.
Hey, it's Chris Fox. Yes, I rock you in the morning, but in the afternoon, I could roll you into a new house. I'm a Las Vegas realtor with Simply Vegas. So if you're thinking about buying or selling, call me, 702-419-4346. Or check out vchrisfox.com. Simply Vegas, broker number 100960.
For Han Nakfi with Nakfi Injury Law, imagine you've been injured in an accident. Now, do you want an assembly line law firm that treats you like a number and settles early for easy money? Hell no. You want an attorney who does everything in his power to translate knowledge and experience into big bucks in your pocket. Call me now for a free consultation at 702-INJURED.
If you've been hurt, Nakfi is the word. Call 702-INJURED.
Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful, commanding, unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous, fun, techie.
Trailblazer.
Stylish, nimble.
Trax.
Innovative, electric.
Blazer EV.
Lightning Round champions. You've guessed all the right Chevy clues. This season, spring into adventure together in the Chevy of your choice.
See your Southern Nevada Chevy dealers.
Turkey bacon avocado, turkey bacon avocado, turkey bacon avocado. Need we say more? PortaSub's turkey bacon avocado sub will be your new obsession with its next level flavor. Slice fresh premium turkey with crispy bacon and creamy avocado on your choice of fresh baked bread. Loaded with your favorite toppings. Try it with our garlic parmesan bread for an extreme wow. Get your TBA at PortaSub's today or order online at PortaSub's.com.
Slice fresh sandwiches, PortaSub's.
Backing down has never been an option for our family.
Our father battled communism in Cuba before coming to the U.S. and studying law at night. Today, we proudly carry on that Castro Verde family legacy.
As brothers raised to fight for what's right, care for those in need, treat clients like family, we bring the very best legal team to fight for you.
It's our heritage. It's the Castro Verde way.
We're the Castro Verde brothers.
And we have your back.
BrothersWin.com. No butcher.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Granger.